Joining us here on MSO News Sports, Mike Schultz, who's been a longtime Democratic Party activist out of the city of Peabody, no longer their chairman in Peabody, but Mike is going to the convention in the state convention on June 4th, I guess it is. Mike, and you're a Bernie Sanders delegate?
Well, yes, at the state convention, Bill, they don't have delegates for the presidential candidates, but, you know, I am a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Bernie Sanders supporter. Okay. Well, how do you see let me back it up. What's the business of the convention coming up then? What will they be doing?
Basically, it's an issues convention. So they generally have somebody address it over, you know, different issues of the party as opposed to nominating conventions. Like the national convention is in Philadelphia. That's where they actually be voting for the delegates. And then the next one we'll have for nominating, I think it'll be 2018 or 17, when they'll nominate people to run for governor and all the other state offices.
Gotcha. Okay, that all makes sense. And Mike, the convention, the one in Philadelphia, the national one, all of a sudden in the last week or so, there's the conventional wisdom out there that there could be a fight taking place out there. What's your take on that?
Well, my thing is that, you know, Bernie is definitely going to go through the next set of primaries, which will be California, South Dakota, and things like that, New Jersey, and see what he finally ends up with delegates. His main thing is to get, go in with enough people to be close enough to the nomination where he can convince some of the superdelegates to switch over to him to make it possible. And now, you know, we all know that that's a pretty shallow route. But the thing of it is, you know, we're still going another month or so here. And, you know, you don't know how solid Hillary's lead is. I mean, you know, he's won most of the last primaries, including the one that they had in Kentucky. He was like 1,800 votes out of a 500,000 short, and then he won Oregon. So now he's going to go through California, where there's a huge amount of delegates, and then basically see what it ends up there. And the thing of it is at some point, one of them is going to, end up supporting the other. Most likely, it's going to be Hillary will have enough delegates, but Bernie's going to see that they make enough changes in her platform, which she has been doing. She's been moving over towards education and, some of the other items, the health care that he's been pushing for the beginning, and the money raising. So those are the main three issues that he's been running on. And she has made some movement, but the thing of it is he's got every right to go on and go after these delegates in California and South Dakota and New Jersey, see where he ends up. The superdelegate thing, I have some experience with that because I was a national delegate in 1984 when they first put the superdelegates in. And they put the superdelegates in to stop Gary Hart, okay? And the convention at that point, we had a ton of delegates. We get in, and that it just went to a point where they nominated Mondale. And then we just backed off, and I immediately at that point went, you know, and said, okay, you know, it's over. I'll do it. Now, I don't think the Bernie people are going to be the same way because you got a lot of new voters. You got a lot of people that are there for single issues, and Bernie's going to have to take them and convince them, you know, that, look, this is, you know, you may not like supporting Hillary, but you can't walk away and let Donald Trump become the president. So it's, like, you know, they're going to have to all get together at some point. He's been good right along. You know, he's taken a lot of heat from their side. They keep saying he's doing this and he's doing that when he really isn't. And, you know, they've taken a lot of criticism. So, I've seen that before. I saw it in 84 when they had the Gary Hart thing. And Gary Hart, you know, came around and he campaigned for her. And Hillary did the same thing. I mean, she went all the way almost to the convention, too, when she did it. She was in June when she ran in 2008. And then they had a little meeting at Unity, New Hampshire, and they went to work together. So that's where it seems to be going right now.
You know, Mike, I heard some interesting commentary on a couple things here. One was they had the Unity 8 years ago, but that's when Hillary had presidential ambitions, still fostering presidential ambitions. No surprise to anyone. Now, Bernie, it's over for him if it doesn't happen this year for him. And then I'm also thinking that something's happening with the Clinton campaign in the sense that she got half the votes, if I'm not mistaken, that she out of Kentucky that she got 8 years ago, half the votes.
Yep.
And that happened. That was a similar thing in West Virginia. I mean, there were a lot of blank. West Virginia, a couple weeks earlier, a week earlier, a lot of blank ballots, I thought, in that one as well from that state, if I did my math right, or write-in candidates or something or other. But something's going on. And as you know, I know you're a Sanders guy, but if you're a Clinton person or someone else kind of neutral in the party, aren't you concerned about that?
Well, basically, I don't think they are because they're all diehards. I look at it from an outside point, and I see as I'm talking to people and stuff like that, there is a solid group of people out there that just do not like her. Okay, now, there's a lot of things about her that I don't like, but I don't think she's terrible. And a lot of people do. They have all the stuff that's been manufactured against her, saying she's a liar and she's a this and she's a that. I don't, I always have to say, what did she lie about? Okay? And they can't answer it. You know, it's all the manufactured stuff that goes against, what about Benghazi? And I say, what about Benghazi? And they can't answer me. So it's a thing of, everybody's got their own opinion and their haters, and the thing of it is these new people are coming in, and they're looking at the stuff that, she's claiming the woman's vote and she's doing, taking money from big banks and stuff like that. That's the stuff they don't like. That's why she's been going down, they're not total diehards of Bernie, but they're surprised because Bernie has been straight. He's been telling the truth. Now, whether you like the truth or not is a different thing, but that's why so many people support him. I've talked to a lot of people that are Republicans that, don't like Donald Trump that would vote for Bernie Sanders. When you run the numbers of for polls on Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump, he way beats Hillary Clinton on it. So the thing of it is that, you can quickly say, well, that's because he has not been under the scrutiny that she is. And I totally agree with that. So it would be tough. But, what do you do when you get somebody like Trump where it's 24 hours of anti-Trump on CNN, MSNBC? Well, why don't they just say, hey, look, it's over. Now let's talk issues. Instead, you get 24 hours of trying to figure out something about Donald Trump that he did in the second grade or the fourth grade or something like that, and bring it out like it's an issue. And what they don't realize is people don't care. When Bill Clinton, had his little dalliance there some years ago, and he was running, people would have voted for him no matter what, even though they knew that. It was overwhelming because they liked the job he did. Now, Hillary, she's an accomplished woman. There's no doubt about it. Bernie, with his issues he's always been that way. They can't find anything to say where he flip-flopped or changed. So they're attacking that way. So you really have two people here running for president that nobody likes. Okay, and one guy that they're unsure of. So it's going to be a lot of work. This is not the greatest presidential run I've seen for a long time.
No, not at all. And You know, I think people are just kind of surprised at the turn of events here. I'm not that surprised, but I think a lot of people are. They think, oh, you know, like a few months ago, it was just going to be the Clintons and the Bushes going out again, and people were pretty turned off by that. Well, that's not necessarily going to be the case. But, Mike, let me throw one other thing out. I was listening to this driving home just a few minutes ago. What happens – now, you're a loyal Democratic Party member, traditional, you know, will rally behind the nominee, I imagine.
Yep.
What happens if, say, Hillary does get indicted? Now, you're a Bernie guy.
Right.
But if I'm a regular Democrat, if I let's say I work it down at DNC headquarters, I got to be thinking to myself, what's plan B here for us if I don't want Bernie? Again, I'm throwing this out, yep, because they haven't wanted Bernie at the office of the DNC. I think that's pretty clear. So what are they going to do? Now, there's two names, Joe Biden, John Kerry. What do you think?
Well, you know, John Kerry and I are personal friends. In 1988, I think it was, I was given the 6th congressional district for Joe Biden. I got the letter the day that he dropped out. I was about to chair the 6th CD for Joe Biden. I was with Biden from the beginning, this time, until he took himself out. Then I went to Bernie. Okay, and, you know, during that time I was saying, hey, look, we need somebody to run because they got 17 people running on the other side, and I don't see any clear winner. So when they talked Hillary into running and she said it and she'd do it, I was glad. I was says, good, there's a good qualified person there in case Joe Biden doesn't get in, et cetera. And I don't think John Kerry would do it. John Kerry's been the Secretary of State. You know, he's been a candidate without Ohio 100,000 votes, he was the winner. And he did a good campaign, even with all the haters against him out there. But, you know, they even coined the word Swift voting. So the thing of it is I didn't want to say anything about, you know, what if she's indicted, okay? I don't think she will be because I don't think they have anything to do it. But that's why I'm glad that Bernie stays in. Because Bernie, other than the extremist of the Democratic Party, is fine. You know, a lot of people are very happy with him. They just think that she's better qualified, et cetera, and that he's talking about things that's going to raise too much taxes, et cetera. And, you know, that's what I'm kind of waiting to see. I don't think she'll be indicted. I think it'll go through. I think it'll be Hillary Clinton. Although it could change if there's some problems at the convention. I will stay loyal to Bernie Sanders. At that point, once she's the nominee, I will do everything to bring every Sanders, you know, person in to vote against Trump.
Gotcha. Hey, Mike, one last thing, maybe just looking locally. Anything local that you want to talk about as a final question? I know the sheriff's race is going to be huge. I mean, there's all kinds of people running for that already. Any other, but I guess that's the major race.
The new congressman has two people running against him, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we don't know. This will be his first reelection. He's doing good work to get it on. I've been thrilled with him. I was a supporter of John Tierney, even though personally John and I didn't get along. I thought John was a good congressman. And basically, Seth ran, and he ran a good campaign, and he got elected, got nominated, and I think he's done a terrific job. Even though some people aren't happy with his votes, unfortunately for me, I've been happy with every one of his votes. So I'd be, you know, willing to help him out, even though mostly I'm retired now. But, you know, we got to let the young people do a lot of this stuff. But, you know, they seem to be doing it. So that's why you got the young people in with Bernie people. And we want to get those people involved in the Democratic Party so that it is a little more fair. You get rid of these things, these superdelegate things. You know, either have a primary every place or a caucus every place. You know, not one thing and another, and a different one here and a different one there. You know, that's no way to elect a president, you know.
You know, Mike, I look at the Massachusetts primary, the way we have it set up in our state, and I look at what's going on around the country, and I think we've got it right, to be honest.
Yes,
you know what
do.
I'm saying? Independents, you can if you're unenrolled, then go and you can grab a ballot anywhere. If you have time to change your party registration, if you want to do it, I think. But I mean, it has built-in loyalty to the parties because that's the old system. But it also, you know, independents can jump in wherever they want, or unenrolled, I guess.
Because they vote in the final.
Exactly.
You know, that's the thing, you know. So, I mean, if they want to vote in the primary, and if there's shenanigans, whatever, that's the same thing that's going to happen down the road, so let it happen, you know.
I was surprised that New York was a closed system. Of any state, I was just...
California is, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there you go, yeah.
Yeah, and that's your biggest... Now, bear in mind, they haven't participated, you know, in anything that meant anything for years.
Right.
Because
yeah.
It's usually all closed. So this will be a big time for them too.
Wow, you're right. I didn't realize that. And as you go through this, yeah. The other thing too, I just want to jump back to Seth Moulton for a moment. You know, I look at what he's done too, and I mean, he's visible, he's in the district, he's around, he's doing things, announcing things. To me, I think he's had a pretty dynamic first couple of years in office, if you ask me. So I would agree with you on that. I look at a guy like him too, Mike. I mean, I see maybe him looking at a Senate seat down the road too.
Oh, everybody says that, you know, but I'm waiting and, you know, I'll just watch,
yes.
You know, because he is... very aggressive. He's on some good committees. He's very open. He's tying up. So I agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's Mike Schultz with us. Again, a longtime Democratic. Well, he's been chairing the city of Peabody for a number of three different times. Right, Mike?
Every convention since 1982 and two times national delegate and three times Democratic chair.
Yeah, and our most valuable player today.
I appreciate it, Bill.
All right, well, that's, again, Mike Schultz with us from Peabody, and we're talking politics here. I'm Bill Newell. This is MSONewsSports.com.